We are live from Arizona with another episode of Swamp Donkey Radio, and this episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Producer Ronnie gets the main chair today. How you doing, Ronnie?
What's up, guys?
Feels good
to be in Arizona.
It does feel good to be in Arizona. I'm excited. My first time ever at a spring training.
So. Me too. Yeah.
Pretty excited about that. We got a full list of topics and guests today, and we're going to start off with a spring training hat tier list. Now, I'm actually very excited about this because spring training hats in general are something I'm pretty passionate about, and I've looked through all of them this year, and I think we got a good crop.
Yeah?
We got a good crop. Okay. I don't know if you've looked at the pictures I've sent you yet, but we got 10 of them on the board, and we're going to go for each and give it a classic tier list rating.
Right.
So let's start with the Cubs tier list, Cubs spring training hat. This one is my favorite.
Starting off pretty strong.
We're starting off with my favorite. The little bear crossing the light blue with the dark blue rim. I'm giving it an A right off the bat.
This may be the best Cubs hat I've ever seen.
That's a strong take. Best Cubs hat you've ever seen?
The baby blue contrasting with the like main blue. This is a strong hat. You're putting an A?
I'm putting in an A.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get ahead of... We can change it after, right. But I want to get ahead of myself and set the bar so high for all the other hats.
I love getting ahead of myself.
That's going to be our A tier. Next hat, we have the Diamondbacks one. Now, okay. I have mixed feelings on this one.
Okay.
Because I like the light baby blue for a baseball hat in general, but I don't know if it's really Diamondbacks.
It's almost... It's very, like... It's like a teal, right?
Yeah, it's giving me, like, Texas Rangers energy.
And...
Or like Blue Jays.
The secondary logo is, you know, it's cool, but I don't know if it fits well on a hat.
It does. Yeah, I love the secondary logo, and I like the color of the hat, but I don't know if I like them together. It's like that one couple, friends, when your two friends start dating, and you're like, I like this guy, and I like this girl, but I don't know if I like them as a couple.
This is just like that.
This is just like that. I'm going to put it in B, if I'm being honest, because it's not bad.
Okay.
But it's pretty good.
We're finding our rhythm, because I would have put it at C.
You would have put it at C?
Yeah.
And you had the Cubs as S.
Yeah, so like we're
getting there.
We're locking in.
All right, our next hat we have today is the Dodgers hat. Now, this one could go either way.
Okay.
Because I love it.
I also love it.
I love the D. Yes. Like this. It kind of gives me Tigers energy a little bit.
Like low-key.
Faint Tigers energy.
Yeah.
I really like it. I don't know. There's nothing else I'm going to say. I really like it.
I wish they would use this in, like, actual games.
They should use it in actual games.
Shohei looks great with that script D.
Mm.
You know?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, right?
I'm going to put it in S tier. I think this is the best hat we've seen.
I agree. Hey. I was afraid to say S for you to shoot me down.
I wasn't going to shoot you down. Last time you said we were locking in.
Yes,
we're locked. And I think that pick,
locked.
We officially locked it. Next up, we have a bunch of these, but the next one we got on the list is the Mariners.
Okay.
I love this color. Mm-hmm. I love this logo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going A.
I agree. I think it's A. You know what it gives me?
Is there an S?
No. Let's not get too hard.
I got ahead of myself.
This is a very similar color to the Diamondbacks.
It is.
But the black rim makes this hat.
Yeah, I think it needs to be two colors for it to be like an A or an S tier hat. The logo is really bringing it together.
Looks like the Florida Marlins, the retro ones.
Oh, it does.
That's why it looks so good.
Even the button looks nice.
Yep.
Oh, we'll put an A, but I mean, I'm thinking about S tier. I'm not willing to commit, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Next up, we have the Miami Marlins. Mm-hmm. I almost said Florida Marlins hat. Do you like Florida Marlins better than Miami Marlins?
I do.
Kind of feels better
as like, you know, the way the words flow,
and even as like Marlins,
I
kind of agree with you. This hat kind of just looks like a Marlins hat.
You could tell me this is their in-season hat and I'd believe you.
I think it kind of pretty close, right? I don't know. I feel like I just have to put this in B or C.
I'm willing to go C.
I'm gonna go C because it's kind of just average for me.
Sorry,
if I'm
Marlins
being honest
fans.
I mean, it's a good hat, but
no,
it's not
yeah.
really. When I think spring training hat, I have some standards. It needs to be different than your normal hat.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be extravagant,
mm-hmm.
but it can't be too much. And this is kind of bland.
Unfortunately, too, I still haven't warmed up to this new Miami Marlins logo.
Really?
I don't know.
The old logo better?
I like the big Florida Marlin.
Mm. I kind of like this logo, if I'm being
honest.
This
one's all right, but it doesn't pop to me.
Really. Okay, no pop. We go in C tier.
Yep.
Next up, we have the Texas Rangers hat.
Talk
and now,
to
due to our... I'll talk to you.
Talk to me.
I was going to say, due to my earlier statement on what I need from a hat, this is a B tier for me because it's one color.
Okay.
But it is sexy.
I like this baby blue better than the other baby blues we've seen. And also
baby blue tier list. But, ranking different hex codes of baby blues.
That's next episode.
Very niche but audience there.
The baby blue with the simple big T. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to you.
Okay.
I just wish even like the button was a different color. It's all being one color is just a little bit.
Now hear me.
I'm hearing. I'm listening.
Imagine Corey Seager wearing this.
All right, I heard you, and that moved me a little bit. I'm going to go B tier.
Okay.
I'm not going to go higher than that. Okay. I was coming in originally at, like, C, so I moved up.
I was going A.
Oh, wow. We closed the gap. Next up, we have the Tampa Bay Rays hat.
Yeah.
This is my least favorite hat.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
really like it.
I think it's just because I don't love the yellow on this hat.
I usually don't like when hats are, one color, as we've been saying,
yeah,
and, like, this loud of a color. But I think it works with the Rays.
It does kind of work.
Because
the logo is interesting.
I love the logo.
Wait, is this like their alternate logo or something? I don't know if I've ever seen this one.
Yes, they use this logo a lot on their jerseys. It's like the sun ray.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know? I've seen this before.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the inverse. That's usually yellow.
I feel like you're talking me up on a lot of these jerseys, and I kind of needed that right now. Because this, or on these hats, because I see solid color and I think bad, but this one's actually kind of speaking to me a little bit.
Like, I picture Yandy Diaz wearing this, but also wearing a yellow armband with yellow shoes.
Does the armband say anything?
It says Yandy.
All right. What are you thinking, B or C? Or A?
No, I would go B.
Okay, B.
I would go B. For a yellow hat, that's high.
That is high, because I was coming in at D tier when I first saw that. So you moved me pretty much.
Okay.
Okay, the Red Sox hat. I think this is the worst hat we've seen.
I disagree again.
Oh, my God.
I don't even like Red Sox hat. I haven't seen this one yet. I really like the two-tone.
You see, I just love the regular Red Sox hat logo, okay. And I've seen a lot of Red Sox hats I really like. Mm-hmm. I bought a Red Sox hat recently I really enjoy. Yeah. And this one isn't my favorite of the Red Sox hats I've seen. And compared to some of the other hats on this list, I feel like it's a little lackluster.
You know what it's kind of giving off the vibe of?
What?
Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, I feel like it's not popping that much.
Yeah,
it's pretty bland.
It doesn't look like a Boston hat.
I'm going to go D.
Okay.
Just because we don't have a D tier on this yet.
Okay.
And I want to balance out our tier list.
Especially for this next one.
Oh, gosh. All orange Tigers spring training hat. Okay, I'm going to talk to you real quick.
Talk to me.
The logo, I love it.
Okay. I love it too.
The color of the hat.
Okay.
I love.
Do you?
I kind of love it.
I was expecting
all
you to hate
orange
it.
Hats, kind of crazy, but I like it.
I really like it because the Tigers don't lean to orange at all.
I don't love that it's all orange. I wish it was orange and black or something.
If it was orange and navy brim, dude.
Ugh, just something besides the all orange. I don't like how like the top of the hat and the brim kind of mold together when they do these solid colors.
Yeah.
I'm torn on this one. If you had to throw a rating out, where are you landing on?
I'd be generous and give it B ceiling.
B feels high.
B ceiling.
I mean, some of the other B tier hats we have in here,
like
the Diamondbacks hat, the Rays hat.
You know, if I'm being honest,
the Rangers.
I like this one better than the Diamondbacks. But
are we moving to Diamondbacks now?
That's for a different episode.
You're opening up a whole can of worms.
Yeah,
right now,
I know.
You want to know what? C tier.
C tier.
Yeah, we can't. We have to keep some sort of balance out here.
What's this?
Okay, this is, I believe, our last hat we have. This is the Minnesota Twins hat.
Whoa.
Now, this is probably the most unique compared to their normal uniform.
Because this is not...
I don't even know what this logo is.
It's
like two... It looks like a pirate.
Minnesota and then St. Paul.
Oh, I was thinking mini spring training. I don't know why.
That's...
just off.
That's not right.
This, want to know what this reminds me of? Every time I go to Planet Fitness in my life, there's always about 5 minutes of Pirates of the Caribbean playing.
Yes, just about five.
Just about 5 minutes. And this looks like a Pirates of the Caribbean flag.
I thought this was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat.
A little bit of Bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the new rebrand of the Twins jerseys.
Yeah, I love it.
This one.
Are these all hats corduroy?
I think they're all corduroy. This is just a Red Sox hat with a different logo.
Yeah, this is the Red Sox hat with two flags.
And I was out on the Red Sox hat, so I think I'm out on this hat.
I respect the attempt, but the execution was not in good taste.
It wasn't in good taste. But looking through this list, I think we need to talk about the Diamondbacks real quick.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because they're in B tier.
No.
And that feels wrong.
No.
They need to go up or down.
They need to go down, I think.
I'm willing to drop them to C tier.
Yes.
I think I'm okay with that.
If Tigers is in C tier, I think the Tigers and the Diamondbacks are the same tier of hat.
And in retrospect, I'm moving the Cubs to S.
I was just about to say that.
Cubs go up to S. Dodgers and Cubs have S tier spring training hats. Yes. The Mariners have an A tier spring training hat. And that's what I'm okay with on this list. That was pretty fun.
That was good.
There are some good, the uniforms and the hats I always get into, because I feel like every time or every year they come out and everyone always has these like big takes about them, especially like the City Connect jerseys. Everyone always has bold opinions about them. And I saw them this year and I was like, this is a good crop.
Good crop of hats.
Usually they're kind of boring and not really worth fully talking about. But this one I was pretty excited about.
But this is when teams can like experiment a little bit, like we saw with the Twins.
Exactly.
You know.
So moving on to our next topic. Now, this is something I'm pretty excited to talk about. Spring training breakout stars. Now, spring training's long and the vibes have officially fully set in for me.
Yeah.
That like I'm ready for the season, especially because A, we're in Arizona, by the way. I mean, there's a cactus. What's more Arizona than a cactus?
I mean, nothing.
What's the average lifespan of a cactus?
I'm on it, boss.
Producer Ronnie, give me the average lifespan of a cactus. And how much water can I drain per cactus?
One question at a time, please.
But I want to talk about some guys who've been balling out in spring training and see if that is going to translate to the full season. So we're going to buy ourselves 175 years?
They do not grow their first arms until they're between 75 and 100 years old.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Cactus growing arms is also kind of crazy. First guy on this list is Wyatt Langford. He's been pretty talked about in the baseball world. He was the sixth pick in last year's draft. He's only 22 years old. He has five home runs already this spring, hitting 1.3 OPS. And the reason I want to talk about him is because last year's draft has a lot of big names. Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
You got Dylan Cruz. Max Clark was an absolute sensation coming out. He's probably the guy who's farthest in front of major leagues, and he might have been the most talked about leading into the draft,
for sure.
Which is pretty crazy. But Wyatt Langford,
quiet.
He's going to get a lot of chance to play on the Texas Rangers, who just won a World Series last year. And they're projecting him to have 400 at-bats this season for a World Series winning team, which is pretty crazy. I was actually looking into it, and there was this really good MLB article because Evan Carter is also expected to get a lot of at-bats this year. And I believe he's also 22 years old, if I'm correct. I'm going to do a quick search on that.
What position
does he have? He's 21.
Evan Carter?
Evan Carter's 21 years old.
And he was up the raking in the major leagues last year?
It's crazy.
Wow.
And so Wyatt Langford, I'm buying into it because he's going to get a lot of run with the major league team this year. He's putting up insane numbers in spring training, which isn't the thing that fully moves me, but the fact that the Rangers believe in him enough to run him out there for about 150 games this year is what they're planning on. I mean, that's pretty good in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm buying into that one. The next one we got is Chris Sale. And I'm talking about this more as a sad thing than a good thing for myself.
Mm.
He's been in spring training, 8 innings pitch, you know, nothing special, a couple strikeouts, some walks. But a full healthy season from Chris Sale for the Braves as their fourth starter on a team that just won 100 games stresses me out. In a good way, if you're a Braves fan, in a bad way, if you're a Red Sox fan. Because I'm actually kind of buying into this, that he's going to have a good year. Because he did pitch, when he pitched last year for the Red Sox, his strikeout stuff was good. He had 125 strikeouts in 102 innings, which is kind of all you're asking for if you're a Braves fan. If Chris Sale gives you 15, 16 starts with 10 strikeouts, I mean, that's kind of all you want from him. So as a Braves fan, if I were a Braves fan, I'd buy into the fact that he's going to be a reliable end-of-the-rotation guy. And if you're talking about rotation depth, I mean, some of these teams that we're talking about, talk about the Yankees later without Garrett Cole and his injury for a couple months of the year. If Chris Sale was your backup plan as your fourth or fifth starter, I mean, you're in a pretty good spot considering you have Max Fried and Spencer Strider, who are both Cy Young candidates this year. Last guy I want to talk about, Twins. Well, I'm kind of buying into.
Are
we
you?
Got Edward Julian.
Edward
Julian.
French.
I'm sorry. He had a good spring training. He had a good year last year, is what I'm more interested in. He had 800 OPS over the course of the season, and he's expected to get a lot more run for the Twins this year. He only played 102 games last year. I think they're going to roll him out every single day this year at second base. I'm fully into him. I think he's going to have a really good season. And I just wanted to talk about him because I feel like not many people are talking about my guy this year. So I'm excited about that.
Viva la France.
Viva la France. I think it's time to bring on our first guest of the episode. Come on, Jack, hop on the show. It's Ronnie. Thank you very much. Making a Swamp Donkey Radio debut. You know him. You love him. Mr. Jack, he's putting on his mic. Welcome, Jack.
Whoa. I'm not
some cool shots on the B-roll.
Oh, really good shots.
Yeah.
I have this one shot of the cactus. Absolutely.
Did you hear how long cool. a cactus takes to grow arms?
Cactus have arms?
When they, you know, when they like a cactus goes straight
oh,
in there,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then it develops that arms where it
right.
looks like it's doing a pose. 75 yes. years.
75 for an arm?
What, 75 to 100 for the first arm sprout?
For the first arm.
Which, I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm feeling a little self-conscious that I'm not wearing shoes.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. You got toes out on yeah. the turf. We're in Arizona, and it's kind of cold right now.
Yeah, I think Arizona is the Wendy's if Florida is McDonald's.
Explain.
No.
Okay. You think, how many people do you think understood that reference on a percentage scale?
It's not a reference. It's kind of how I feel.
You want to know what? That's kind of true. I expected it to be a lot warmer here.
I think we came on an off day for sure.
It might be an yeah. Arizona might be having a spring training day.
It's the weekend.
Yeah, it's spring training for everyone.
It's
yeah.
spring training for yeah. Arizona weather.
That should be the name of this episode because the amount of times I see that, I'm like, oh, yeah. it's spring training for everyone. When it makes a bad call, it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's kind
room.
Of a
wow. It's spring
bad.
Training for us.
How many spring? What are some true. Of like the spring training cliches that get tossed around?
Colloquialisms.
Best shape of his life.
Best shape of his life.
Taking
That's
reps at first.
Taking reps if taking yeah. reps at a new position.
Yeah. yeah.
Should we start doing like
looking
spring training
good. His
for
butt's looking
guys?
Good. That's what they say.
His butt's looking good.
Yeah.
Wearing the fat suit.
Wearing the fat suit. Yep, that's a good one.
Best
shape of his life is probably the one I hear the
yeah.
most.
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's the one.
And it's spring training for everyone.
It's spring training for everyone.
I see that a ton as well.
I was there was one another one I was thinking of. Blanking on it.
The team's like hope. The word hope is always taken.
Yeah, I like that one, though. Yeah. Because I feel like in baseball, especially after April, you can kind of be out of it. Like you can
A lot
already,
of teams are out of it.
And you get so excited in the offseason, like we're Red Sox fans, as for your team. And then by May, there's no more baseball to watch. So spring training is kind of what we live for when you have a bad team.
Yeah, I'm doing something this year. It's kind of like a cleanse.
What's your cleanse?
I'm not watching any spring training baseball.
Oh, really?
Purposefully. So April is like a big hitter because as a Red Sox fan, that may be all we have this year. So I'm like April 1st, double dogging, watching my first pitch of the season. So it's full.
So you are not even going to follow any of like the spring training
no.
storylines
no.
and just go in there like, hey,
yeah.
what's the opening day lineup?
Yeah, yeah,
like?
Yeah. I'm not stretching. I'm doing full 40.
Oh, okay.
Right
I
away.
I like that. No warm-ups. Not
Baseball
in best shape
hasn't started for you.
Baseball hasn't started for me.
Wow. Are you going to watch the Padres Dodgers Soul Series?
So far, all the birds in Arizona look exactly like the normal birds I would see.
Do you think there were different birds?
Like I want to see a roadrunner.
Mm.
We did see a bird poop earlier, and it nearly missed Ronnie.
Yeah,
that'd be a great clip.
I was actually hoping I'd get pooped on this episode.
Producer
but
gets pooped on mid-ep.
What are the odds that a bird would poop on me in the middle of a yard?
We can make that happen.
I think the stat's something like it's more likely for a bird to poop on you.
You think it's more likely?
I don't know. I didn't finish reading the stat.
I mean, out of the three of us on this show right now, the highest Ooh. Chance of getting pooped on has to be me.
You have the biggest head.
I do have the biggest head. I've noticed recently I have a big head.
What was your question?
I said, are you going to be watching the Padres Dodgers Soul Series? Because you said you're going raw.
I'm going
no
raw.
No spring training.
No.
Are you considering that spring training?
I may not be wearing underwear. I think I am, though. I'm feeling subconscious
check,
about my feet.
Check. I've check. Been noticing that you've been rolling your feet. Okay, we
oh,
have
I'm wearing
underwear.
My fried chicken pair, too. We're back. Soul Series, March 20th.
No. You've been like rolling. I'm
sponsored
sorry.
For like Canes.
I yeah. tried to move on to the Soul Series, but I gotta talk about this.
What?
You've been rolling your feet on the ball, and
no.
It's making you being barefoot even worse.
Because no,
your toes are kind of curling over the baseball.
No, it's propped out. No one can even see
I mean,
it.
This isn't even real grass, but it looks like real grass. I bet on
Turf.
Camera, people thought this was real
yeah,
grass
for a
second. Yeah, that's
true. Pranked.
When I got
what
first.
Why are you holding my socks?
Bring those socks.
Yeah,
bring the socks on camera. Bring the socks on camera.
Quick sock review?
Quick
yeah,
like, round of applause for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Round of applause for Ronnie. Jack, give us a quick sock review.
So these are for sure like my dad's or uncle's.
Has to be your uncle's. You also put your sock in my coffee.
They're just way too big.
Are those two different brands or the same brand?
They're different.
Oh,
no, one's inside out.
No, they're both Hanes, but this one just has a little more stretch.
Do you think you bought them together and then one just got worn out a little bit more than the other?
I don't buy my socks. I just, they appear upon me.
It's kind of like a magic request.
Oh, these are wet. Up. They're so wet. Oh, this is a sacrifice.
Get pranked.
All right. I mean, so the Soul Series.
Are we zooming in putting those socks on?
No.
Someone's zooming in.
So the Soul Series.
Well, it's March 20th, and that's only, by the time this episode's out, it's going to be in like 2 days. So are you going to watch it, considering there's no spring training baseball in your life?
It's at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough thing.
We may be streaming it. I'll, you know, maybe the Soul Series is my spring training.
Mm. It might be. I actually was thinking about this because it's at 6 a.m., and I was like, realistically, that's going to be kind of hard to watch. But the fact that the Dodgers are the team that's doing it, and Mookie Betts is starting at shortstop, and Glasnow and Yamamoto are pitching game one and game two, it's like, oh, if you're...
It's kind of must watch.
The most must-watch you're going to get. If it was, like, Padres, Diamondbacks, maybe there's less of a chance people are waking up at 6 a.m. But, like, the Yamamoto start, you kind of have to watch it.
You got to watch the Yamamoto start in Seoul. And now that they have Cease...
No.
Padres. Have Cease.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be starting game one or game two.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right.
He's definitely pitching.
Did you see how the tweet of him showing up to Padres... spring training. So he got traded. He showed up to Padres spring training and their tweet was like, Dylan Cease has arrived to spring training. Now he's getting on a plane to South Korea. And I was like, that's a brutal couple of days.
It's a long flight. Yeah. Unless they go the other way around the globe. Then maybe it's not that bad.
How long is the flight from California to...
It's probably not that bad.
It's long either way because the Pacific Ocean is incredibly big.
I always forget about that.
Yeah. How half the world is Pacific.
Maybe get a pool shot while we're talking about the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, get a good liquid shot.
That'd be cool.
Over there. Mookie Betts at shortstop, I did want to talk about. And you like infielders.
I love him.
What's your thought on that? Our favorite player?
Yeah.
As a Red Sox, now gone. Now he's playing shortstop.
Well, so far he hasn't been looking too hot.
He hasn't, but it's kind of a tough ask.
It's a tough ask.
It's like, when I first saw the headline, dare I say, I thought it was a goof. I was like, he's starting at shortstop for a team that's trying to win a World Series?
I'm not a Dodgers hater. I kind of was a little bit because they were good, but now they're so good, I'm kind of like, all right, here we go.
I love a dynasty.
And I love Mookie. We love Mookie over here. I think it is a little funny that their team is so stacked, but their middle infield is like Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts, and neither of them want to play shortstop. There's a whole
And then they brought Kike Hernandez in, who was like one of the worst shortstops for the Red Sox last year.
Yeah.
I've been seeing people say that shortstop's just as hard or easier than second base. I'm like, I feel like that's not true.
No.
I feel like shortstop's like the hardest position to play.
That's what we're taught as younglings, for
maybe,
sure.
Maybe there's misinformation being spread. But I'm like, I feel like the difference between Mookie, who played second base in the minors, asking him to play second base last year for like half the season, and then being your opening day shortstop for 162 games, feels like a different ask.
Second, you got to be able to turn it really well.
Mookie does have a good arm.
Yeah, and... he is also probably has some decent range at short. So, I mean, he'll be fine either way. But it is...
it's a little wild.
It's a little bit of a wild card thing to ask for the team that's projected to win 170 games.
That's what I'm saying is, especially because Mookie last year finished second in MVP and had like a 1.0 OPS, hit 40 homers on the season. And he has 6 gold gloves in right field.
Will be kind of a fun little switch up if Tatis wins platinum gold glove in right field, Mookie Betts wins a gold glove at short. People are like, what's happening?
What is going on?
What I want to do is, I'm not a gambling man, but if I was, feels like the best time ever to bet for Mookie Betts for MVP. Because if he's good, even if he's not like great at shortstop, let's just say he's like average and he hits like he did last year, MVP. It's like, oh, he can play second, he can play shortstop, he can play right field, and he hits 40 home runs.
He's an MVP utility fielder.
That's insane.
It's
like, oh, he's going to play all positions, which, I don't know. That just kind of blew me away, the fact that that was an actual thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of shortstop and Mookie Betts, we're going to do a blind ranking.
Okay.
You got a glove on right now.
Yep.
What glove are you rocking?
DP15. This is my high school glove.
I just bought a new glove. I talked about this on the episode. I finally got my new glove, Wilson A2000. A couple birds just flew by. Pretty excited about that. We're going to do a blind glove ranking. Ronnie, you got 5 gloves for us. You know the drill. He'll show each one of them, and we'll let's put in a random shot. Without knowing what the next one is.
You guys ready for the first one?
I'm ready for the first one, Ronnie.
This is the first one.
Okay.
The Jazz Chisholm Ice Cream Glove. Now, you're a big glove expert.
The Aria Collective.
That's kind of crazy that you know all the names.
I think that's the name.
I feel like you're right. Granted, you could tell me any name and I'd believe you.
These had a lot of hype.
These came out hot. I think I like his mint one better. than this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're blind ranking.
I think this is two in my head.
Whoa!
Not to go.
No.
You think lower?
I think lower because classic really plays.
Okay, you're right.
And this is really flashy.
It's like, a little much.
I always like to view it as if you're in high school wearing this. I don't think it plays. Like, it works for him, but I don't know. I'm thinking three. How many are there? Five?
Out of five. I like that. Put it in the middle. Be safe.
I think this is three because we could... Let's edge the fence.
I like that. Whenever I do these, I always
fence
put the...
Fence ride?
I think ride the fence.
Let's ride the fence.
You said edge the fence, and yeah. I didn't want to correct
it. I don't know what the fence did to deserve that.
No one wants that. I actually like this glove a lot, but I do agree there's going to be like an Arenado classic glove on here, and we're going to be like, that one's objectively
or
better.
Or if there's not, I guess.
Then we failed.
Whoop-de-doo.
All right, Ronnie, give us the next one.
I like that as three. Because we can make an argument that it's good or bad, depending on...
You've had that glove since high school?
Yeah.
It's still nice. How long does like a glove last a person?
You take care of it a long time.
Forever.
It's like, I mean, leather is...
In your heart.
Is very good.
Baseball players change... Like, Major League Baseball players change their gloves all the time, right?
Depends. Something like Kershaw had that glove for like 20 years.
Oh, that's true. I feel like pitcher is a little different than a fielder.
Yeah.
Because it's getting more wear and tear.
I mean, they'll break.
They'll break.
If you're using it every day. But you can relace it. I don't know. All right, let's see number two.
Number two. You guys can see it.
That Acuna's glove?
Yep.
I've seen this one many times before.
Okay.
I actually like this one a lot.
This is Rawlings, a little H-Web action.
It's a little bland.
I believe it's the Pro Preferred.
I mean, Acuna's wearing it, which automatically ups its cool points by like five.
I think he has a bunch of different colors. I think this is the one, it's like lime green laces with a red glove.
That was an option that I was going to choose, but I went to this one.
Yeah.
You know your gloves, man. Dare I say you're an expert?
Connoisseur.
I don't know if I love this one.
I don't like this one that much. I think the Jazz one's better, but Acuna's wearing it is the only thing moving it. Like, if you just showed me this glove off of Ronald Acuna, I think it's four.
Wow.
This is the tough part about blind ranking.
You never know what's coming next.
Yeah, I think we do have to put this four.
I don't think it's better than Jazz's. We're putting it four. Although, that one probably plays more. Like, if you have that glove.
Yeah.
Like, the Jazz Chisholm one, if you go 0 for 4 or 4 strikeouts and you're wearing the ice cream glove, tough day.
Well, a different side of the ball, though.
That is true.
Unless you make three errors in the game.
Yeah, it would be errors.
You're right. Three errors with the ice cream glove? Dang it. Coach is making you run laps.
Eat cones.
Eat cones?
Ice cream cones.
You could eat ice cream cones.
You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
I am. Can you eat a cactus?
Yes.
I think so.
The
inside?
Sativa? No.
Sativa?
What's the inside of a cactus
aloe
look
type
like?
Thing?
Aloe vera. I think it's an aloe plant, though.
Yeah, but isn't that like cousins of a cactus?
Probably.
Like cactus have that type of stuff.
Yeah, succulent family?
Succulent sure. Famulent.
Family?
Ready? Yeah. What the hell? Oh, is the Thanos glove?
This is crazy. Whose is this?
Joe Musgrove.
Okay.
He wore it for the Players' Weekend.
Okay.
Okay, so that helps a lot. Because I was going to say, no way you're repping this 30 times a year.
I like the idea. Like, it's a gauntlet, a glove.
It's creative.
But it's just painted on. I like when the ice cream one is physically there.
I'm going to be honest.
It has layers.
I don't like this
one. This is five. This is an obvious five. But I mean, it's
But
fun.
Also, Joe knew that. He was like, hey, I'm wearing this for Players Weekend only. I'm not going to break this out in a real game.
That's crazy.
Like, his last name was his nickname on the back of his jersey. What is Joe Musgrove's nickname?
Thanos?
It could be Thanos.
That would make sense.
Or like
Endgame?
Mus.
Oh, for a closer, this would be cool.
For a closer, that's sick.
But he's a starter.
A closer coming out to the Avengers or like the Thanos theme song would be insane.
That'd be tight if it was like 10 years ago.
If it was like Craig Kimbrell in 2015, that goes crazy.
Shivers Down My Spine.
Good band name, Shivers Down My Spine.
More of a song
Good
name.
Good song name.
Yeah, maybe like a self-titled album. I feel like it deserves more than a song, but
maybe
that's just me. That's not a bad glove.
All right, so we have 3, 4, 5.
So these next two gloves need to be hot.
This is how I do blind rankings. I'm very careful, and then I screw my pooch.
We have gone so careful because we have 3, 4, 5. So if this glove sucks,
we can put it at 2.
But like,
but then we need a hitter.
We
at
need
one.
Like a heater.
Okay, here we go.
We got to be careful too. What do you got?
Okay.
Oh, we got a heater.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we go one here.
No.
Dude, you can't rely on the last one to be...
What could be behind the final door?
Okay, knowing Ronnie.
This is
Ronnie,
a great two. This isn't a one.
This is a. This is one of my favorite gloves. I love this. Yeah, this glove. Is. I this wanted is really to buy cool. this yeah, yeah. glove.
I only thing is I don't love the colors.
But it fits with the Dodgers uniform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think is really yeah. important.
Well, now as a shortstop, you can't even wear this. So.
That is true.
Is that a loon?
That's a mourning dove right
there. That's a mourning dove right yeah. there.
Okay, breaking news. There has been a mourning dove
There's
sighting.
There's two of them.
Two yeah. of them? Well, they may.
Oh, my God.
What's that? Another?
No, it landed right next to him right there.
Oh.
We got another, a couple mourning doves. I'm going to need audio jack. Can you give me a mourning dove this cam, please? Sick. I will show you guys.
I love Arizona.
We love Arizona. There has been mourning doves.
Oh, wow. They're cooing.
They're cooing.
Okay, I think this is on a normal list, I'm fine with this as a two. Wilson's my favorite brand. I love this as two. In this list, it may be a one because the
so
two
careful.
Could be bad. I'm so careful.
We haven't even thought about one.
Yeah, I know, but we have to keep the integrity.
Okay.
This is a hey, solid two.
You're the guest on this show. Yeah. I'll follow you. We'll go.
That'd be cool.
That would have been cool.
This is two.
You knocked over his coffee.
Ronnie, I'm going to need you to bring out an insane mitt right now.
And it is. You already know it's going to be.
I know it's going to be a good mitt, but if it's not better than Mookie, I'm going to be sad. Show me.
You guys ready for this glove?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
It's good. It's
show
be
me
good.
The mitt.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Is it better than Mookie?
I have multiple pictures of this one.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Let's see this.
I like it.
Where's my mouse?
Shout out Shady Rays, helping me see.
Yeah, shout out Shady Rays.
A Lindor flowers.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I am not upset that this is number one.
No, no, no. It's a shortstop glove. Those are always the coolest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good glove.
This is a great one.
Looking at our list, the only thing I would change is Mookie Lindor 1-2. Otherwise,
and that's we had the power to do that.
And we had the power to do that, but I'm also okay with this being the number one.
For me, this would be a one, but yeah, I think the one and two are the best options.
This one's a little too flashy for me.
The Jazz one at three, I think we nailed it.
This is a better version of like what the Jazz one was going for. With like the customization, I like this one better.
Yeah, this one's more, it's more like art.
It is art. Also, Lindor is the only person who could wear this and make it look cool.
Definitely.
And it kind of works.
His glove game is strong.
He does. He Rev X, right?
Yeah.
I think we kind of cooked on this list.
That's good. I think we did good.
Lindor, Mookie, Jazz, Acuna, Joe Musgrove. I mean, that's kind of perfect.
It's a starting rotation.
Thankfully, we're able to see all those gloves. Because our sponsor, Shady Rays, for the day. This whole Arizona trip we are on is sponsored by Shady's Rays, as well as today's episode of Swamp Donkey Radio. I'm wearing them, Jack's wearing them, and you should wear them too. Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglass company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. So not just us, 2 Jamokes, 300,000 people. Have rated them high. Their shades have durable frames, crystal clear optics, and make them the perfect choice for all outdoor adventures. I actually wear Shady Rays all the time. They are my ideal choice of sunglass videos. Whenever we shoot a video outside, I'm wearing them. I mean, we just shot a video last week. I was wearing Shady Rays the whole time. If your shades get lost, broken, maybe an unexpected baseball to the face from your dad when you're playing catch. He throws it just a little too hard and you're not ready. Take it right off the noggin. They have the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair is backed by lost or broken replacements. If you don't love your shades, exchange them for a new pair or return worry-free for 30 days. And we have an exclusive deal for you ahead. Head over to ShadyRays.com and use code SPRINGTRAINING for $20 off any pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300 satisfied people. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use our code SPRINGTRAINING for $20 off a polarized pair of sunglasses. That sounds pretty good to me.
We love Shady Rays.
I love Shady Rays. Thank you for sponsoring today's episode. You are the best. Moving on to our next topic. Jack, thank you for joining us. I'm going to exchange you for another Jack. Do you have any parting words for the people?
No.
We're going to bring on our next guest, Jolly Olive. He's going to come on to talk about the Dylan Cease trade, which dropped right before the season as we're kind of deep into spring training now. And I wasn't expecting the team that traded for him to do it. Now, Jolly, how are you?
I'm good, Zoe.
Welcome back.
Great
first ever reoccurring guest.
Yeah, right? Wow, yeah. First ever two-timer. I feel very special.
I needed you to talk for a second as I caught my breath right there.
Yeah, you killed the ad read, killed it all, as always.
Guess
I'm
what
good.
You're wearing as well?
I mean,
Shady Rays.
If we want to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. Everyone's wearing Shady Rays on the app.
Ronnie looking good?
First thought, Dylan Cease. He's a Padre.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was of the opinion that I think the White Sox were going to be kind of silly and just hold on to them.
White Sox are a silly organization.
They're kind of a silly organization. They do some silly things.
They used to be so cool.
I know.
For like, there was a year there where it was like the Padres and the White Sox were booming.
It was special.
It was. And you were like, every person who wanted to like be a cool baseball fan was like, I love
the Field of Dreams game.
That was special.
Tim Anderson pimping a little bit. Like, yeah. They were a fun team for like 3 months.
Grandal.
No way you dropped
no
the
way
Yasmani
you just dropped
Grandal.
Yasmani
as an example of them being a cool
that's
team.
Crazy. He walks
he is
a lot,
player.
Man. What's cooler than walking
I mean,
a lot?
When you're watching baseball and you're trying to help grow the game, ball four is what we pitch to people. When the ump signals, nope, outside.
Yep.
Take your base.
Take your base.
This to the ump.
Yep.
Pimp
yeah,
to walk. Cool. But continue.
Yeah, I mean, I really, really like the destination. I think Padres is really, really cool. I had kind of wished that they did more this offseason outside of the Soto trade, but like we don't really know what the money situation was with them. So it's kind of a matter of like, what can
yeah.
they do? And this was something that they could do.
The Padres are having an all-time weird offseason.
Super weird.
Because right now they lost Soto.
Yeah.
They lost Snell. They lost Hader.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking star power there. Yeah. You got MVP candidate, Cy Young winner. And then Hader, who's probably one of the best closers in baseball or pitchers in baseball we've seen
yeah.
over the past, like, 10 years. And they're all gone.
All gone.
Yet, somehow, they had the worst rotation in baseball last year. And all of major leagues, with a Cy Young winner, they had a 3.7 team ERA. And they brought in Michael King, Johnny Brito, Dylan Cease, Randy Vasquez, and a bunch of other guys. And I actually like their rotation a lot now.
I think it's the best part of their team. I mean, it was missing, I think, a top-heavy talent. But by the way, I think people underrate Joe Musgrove a lot, I think.
Oh, for sure.
He's
I
really
mean,
good, missed 10 starts, but
he's probably more dependable than Dylan Cease.
I agree. Yeah, Dylan Cease has that strikeout potential, but Joe Musgrove has been their guy for a while. Yu Darvish is going to be doing it probably until he's 50 years old.
Yeah, that's
And then
true.
If you're not a Yankee fan, go check out Michael King's last, like, 10 games of the season last year. He was one of, if not the best pitcher in the American League. So right there, that's four guys. Plus, they have the only knuckleballer in baseball, which automatically makes me a fan.
Now that's what we want to talk about here. We're talking knuckleballs, dude.
Who knows?
Are you in on Dylan Cease?
I'm in on Dylan Cease. I think the ERA gets a little spooky with him.
Yeah, ERA is a tough stat to only look at.
Yeah. And I think the thing with him is, like, he walks a lot of guys, which, like, Blake Snell walked a lot of guys, and he was really good.
It's true.
And then it becomes a matter of, can the Padres' good defense, as opposed to the White Sox' bad defense, make a huge difference for Dylan Cease? I think it can. And then what's the offense going to look like minus Juan Soto? Are they going to get better? I don't know.
Want to hear a fun stat?
Yes, please.
In two of the last three seasons, Dylan Cease has led the league in wild pitches.
I don't know if I love that stat. Who's catching for the Padres? Camposano?
Oh. Yeah, it is Capitano.
Maybe he's good at blocking. Maybe that's part
that's
of it.
That's a stat that means nothing. It also means just like 1% means something.
It's the most deflating thing to see as a baseball fan.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he led the league in wild
it's
pitches.
Like,
it really doesn't matter. It's 14th.
Yeah.
But you're just like, it kind of means
you don't think
bit.
Professionals should be doing that, but they do that, you know?
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I agree. I really like this rotation. I'm in on Dylan Cease. And the offense, I was already high on for
yeah.
the Padres because Bogaerts had a bad year last year for
we
his
love
standards.
Bogaerts.
I love Bogaerts. It was his worst hitting year
yeah.
of his career.
And he was still pretty good.
I'm a pretty big subscriber of first year of a contract doesn't count.
I agree with that because so, that's what happened to Francisco Lindor.
Yes.
Too.
First year, new team, especially when you've played for one team your entire professional career and you get traded or
yep.
signed with a new team, first season, I don't count. You
it's a wash.
Fully wash it.
It's a wash.
So Bogaerts, year two. Expect him to be better.
Could be special.
Tatis wasn't that good offensively last year.
Yeah, we just did a tier list on Wake and Jake, and I was being all high on Tatis because I think he's like kind of a fun MVP pick this year.
He is.
I looked at the numbers. I think it was like a 115 OPS plus. Those are good numbers, but like it's Tatis, you know? It's the guy.
A lot of people were really excited to name him the MVP. He had a 770 OPS last year. Now, there's obviously other stats you can look at.
Of course.
25 homers. He played a lot of games, 141 games.
Platinum
Power
glove.
Numbers were down. He wasn't getting on base nearly as much.
Right.
Now, granted, he did miss an entire year.
Yep.
So it might have been a little hard for him to get back into the game and find his rhythm. I mean, there's also other stuff you can look at. But if people are picking him as an MVP candidate and he's better this year, that's two players where you're just getting better from within.
Yes.
Talent-wise. And I'm a biggest Ha-Seong Kim believer. You're going
to
find.
And I think you expect Jake Cronenworth to be better than he was last year. I mean, he was
yeah.
a two-time All-Star for them. He's going to be really good. Camposano, the catcher we just mentioned, has really good numbers. Let's see him play a full season. Like, you can really buy into like 7 of the 9 in the Padres lineup, and you can love the rotation. And the place where they spent their only money was the bullpen. So that's basically, you know, the entire roster, and they already play good defense. So there's reason to believe that they could bounce back from last year, even despite this incredibly weird offseason.
I'm a big believer in addition by subtraction for the Padres. I don't think that getting rid of Soto and Snell was I don't think they needed to do that.
They could still sign Snell.
But I believe they could re-sign Snell. That would be the funniest offseason in history. But when we're recording this, Snell is still a free agent. Imagine he just goes back.
I know.
But the Padres just underperformed in every asset last season. Yeah. So if they just, all their star players play better, and they have pitching depth, which was their biggest weakness last season. I don't know. Yeah. And it opens up this question for me that I'm going to pitch to you.
Sure.
Now, this might sound crazy to some people, but I actually don't think that it is. We're going to play a game of either or.
Okay.
I have two questions.
Would you
rather have the Padres rotation or the Diamondbacks rotation?
Zo, that's an excellent question.
It's a tough one.
That's a really good question. Because I really liked what the Diamondbacks did this offseason.
I did too.
I saw that Eduardo Rodriguez deal, a pitcher you're familiar with.
Love my dude.
4 years for $80 million. And I was like, man, I think every team should have done that. I mean, his numbers last year were great. I think the family issues with him are over and he's going to be on the field. And he's still young. I think he's like young 30s, maybe even late 20s.
So 30 when they did, on the dot.
30 on the dot. So I thought, man, why wasn't every team doing that? The Diamondbacks look like geniuses. They got Kelly, they got Gallen, Fought stepped up in the playoffs, and they had a bunch of their young guys step up in spring training. But with all that being said, I think it's the Padres rotation.
I do too.
I like proven major league talent. I like upside a lot, and I like strikeout potential, and that's something that the Padres have in droves with their rotation. I think Musgrove gets a full 30 starts again, and he's going to be probably their one hot take. Cease, those numbers will probably come back down to earth a little bit. And like I said, man, I can't quit the knuckleball. I can't quit it.
It's a good thing not to quit.
Go Matt Waldron.
Now, would you rather be the Padres or the Diamondbacks for the 2024 season?
Oh my goodness.
Because I agree with you on the rotation. The Diamondbacks were in the World Series last year.
Yeah.
They won 84 games. They made the playoffs. They went to the World Series. A lot of people have that next step for them.
Right.
Baseball doesn't really work like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Are these the teams that are kind of battling for second place in the West?
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
I had the Padres and Giants on the same plane. I think the Padres have separated themselves a little bit from the Giants, and I believe in the Diamondbacks. So it's like, who do you believe in second place in the NL West?
Here's my thing. Even outside of just talent in general, you have to weigh the baggage of the teams. Like, the Padres are coming off maybe the most disastrous year in franchise history. Like, you could argue that. 82-80 with all that talent. The Diamondbacks could be capable of having some kind of hangover. You know, 84 wins, but you go to the World Series, you have this long run, and you bring in all this new talent. Now there's expectations on your team when there weren't really last year, if we're being completely honest. So it's a matter of how these teams respond to their respective adversity. How do the Padres respond to being that disappointment? How do the Diamondbacks respond to being a new top dog in the National League? And I think for my dollar, I'm going to put it on the Diamondbacks saying, nah, we are legit. We are that team. We did beat everyone really in October, and it meant something. And I think that they're going to come out and be even better with all this new infused talent.
It's a tough question to answer. That was a good answer.
Thanks, man.
I would rather be the Diamondbacks because of their youth. In terms of, I like Corbin Carroll. I like their roster up and down. But I'm tempted to answer Padres for the season.
You love the Padres.
I do.
Sneaky.
I believe in balance. Yeah. I believe baseball works in weird ways. Like, you have Padres had a really disappointing season last year. Diamondbacks had a miracle run to the World Series. And I think the Diamondbacks are going to be better this offseason. This season.
Yeah.
But I also think the Padres are going to just be better naturally.
Yeah.
And they're going to regress more to the mean of what they should be. I'm still going to pick Diamondbacks. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think.
So you're weighing in the baseball gods a little bit.
I'm weighing in the baseball gods a little bit.
Who are we going to smite in the West this year?
Everything kind of went well for the Diamondbacks last year. And everything went bad for the Padres.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, man. And if people are really that into Tatis having an MVP season, and people are believing in the Bogarts bounce back, and you believe in Dylan Cease in this rotation, they had the worst rotation in baseball last year, and their pitching is way better.
You know what's funny? So I really like the Tatis MVP thing, and then a bunch of people started saying it, and now I'm a little bit off.
I've always been on the Tatis MVP thing. It's either Acuna or a Dodger.
I mean, kind of, yeah, right? Isn't it going to be Acuña, Olsen, and three Dodgers?
Yeah,
and
then it's a Braver or a Dodger.
Or
it's
Corbin
like,
Carroll?
Could be Corbin Carroll. Corbin I mean, Carroll? I like the Tatis thing. I just think people, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves because we kind of got to see him do it for a full year after, you know, the thing that we don't fully want to dig into. The suspension, you know, it's kind of like, you got to see him do it.
He's got to go hit
a whole season.
Defense is there now. We know that, but you got to go hit.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing to do. Thank you for joining us, Jolly. You want to stick around for our last segment?
Sure, why not?
We got our last segment. We're going to go around the antlers, my favorite segment of the show, where we get to hear what you guys want to talk about. If you want to be a part of this segment, make sure you comment on each episode on YouTube or send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll make sure I see your guys' question. Mm. Great episode, Ronnie and Zoe. My question is warehouse related. Which jersey do you guys like the best besides We Got Ice?
Ooh.
And this is related to Blitzball Battle 4, which is premiering now.
I have one.
You have an answer?
Yeah, well, Ronnie.
I do as well.
I like the hook line.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like green and yellow.
It's a good one. I'm a Rotten fan. I like I like the jerseys the yellows play in the warehouse.
I'm not going to go with my team. I'll go with the Woogas. I really like that we've brought orange and brown into the warehouse. It's like kind of unconventional. And I think if anyone's going to rock it, it's going to be Big Rip Dan Rourke and fucking Jimmy Nord, baby.
It's true. And since warehouse season is upon us, we got a couple questions related to that. Which MLB player would you like to play blitzball against? Jack and Zoe. Jack's not here right now. Mm. He's over in a corner doing something weird. So, Jolly, you can answer this question.
Oh, I got to get
it.
Mine's kind of weird. But
yeah, it is Jack and Zoe. It works.
Yeah, kind of.
Go ahead. Give your answer.
I think Stephen Kwan against Jack Doyle would be awesome because Jack wouldn't be able to strike him out. He would
bat
just put everything
ball. That's a weird answer.
And it would involve you. You would have to make a play every
that
time.
That is true. I'd have to be out in the field. He's putting the ball in play.
Yep.
I mean, it's an easy one. It's Mookie Betts.
Well, I mean, just, you know,
kind of a layup. I just always want to do something with Mookie. And now that he does media, it's like kind of plausible in my head.
So we picked the two biggest stars in the game.
Yeah, Stephen Kwan and Mookie Betts. Yeah. If you could be best friends with any active or retired MLB player, who would you pick?
Ooh, best friends?
Best friends is a tough. That's a big relationship. We got to hang out a lot.
I think Joey Votto would impart a lot of wisdom on me. We'd have a lot of fun stories together. We'd do a lot of fun adventures.
For a little bit, I thought it would be like Jonathan India.
Oh.
But he's too hot. And his life's too good.
I don't think that has anything to do
with
it.
You can't have a hot best friend.
It matters a little bit.
You guys would look like Big
Brother,
Little
Brother. Go to Jonathan India's Instagram. We're not.
Nope.
We're not on the same level in where we're at in life. So I need someone who's kind of like, I don't know if I have a great answer for this. I need someone who's like on my level.
What baseball player is on your level?
Yeah, what do you mean on
like,
your level?
They
of
have
what?
To be willing to like be a dork and weird.
Who's like a bench
Jonathan
player?
Jonathan India is too cool.
Okay. Like he's too cool.
He's too cool for me.
There's a lot of dorky players.
He's always vacationing somewhere, like awesome looking, just like drumming or something.
You and Kike would be buddies, I
think. Kike's a good one.
Yeah.
We could get on my level. Yeah. Sandy Leone.
Sandy Leone.
All right. And our last question. Who would win in a hot dog eating contest at John Boy Media? But let's keep this between the three of us.
Oh, boy.
Between us three?
Between the three of us.
And how many hot dogs can we put down?
Wait.
10-minute time limit.
Okay.
10-minute hot dog eating contest. Who's winning and how many could you put down? I'm going to be honest, I'm winning that.
You're winning that for sure.
I was going to say you.
I'm running that hot dog eating contest.
Because I don't think I have it in me to dip it in water, and I think you would immediately.
I would dip it in water. I think I could eat eight.
It's the sanctity of that.
Eight in 10 minutes?
I think I could eat eight dogs.
With bread?
You have to eat it with bread.
You have to eat it
with bread.
That's
the whole challenge.
With bread, yeah.
I think five for me.
I could do eight.
Whoa. I was just thinking 10, one a minute.
10's too many.
What?
I don't think I could cross 10.
One hot dog a minute? The first minute you could do.
You could do a hot dog a minute for the first five dogs.
But the challenge increases every minute.
After the fifth dog, I'm sweating.
How big are these dogs?
They're a dog.
We're talking like store-bought hot dogs.
They're not like thick guys.
Say when.
And that wraps up this episode of Small Talkie Radio. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe. I appreciate you as always, and we will see you next week. Thank you, Shady Rays, for sponsoring today's episode. Bye-bye.
Shady Rays. Say what?
That was good.
Thanks, guys.
Good show, Zoe.